Well, the Syrian government has reacted angrily to the Arab League's decision to hand Syria's seat at the League to opposition forces, saying it has rewarded bandits and thugs. An Arab League summit will begin in Qatar on Tuesday, with only Iraq and Algeria expressing reservations about the move to grant recognition to the armed opposition. Lebanon has already said it is opposed. Syria is a founding member of the Arab League, and official media have described the measure as treasonous. More than 70,000 people have died in over 2 years of conflict in Syria, which is being fueled by arms and funding from the West and their regional allies, Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. We're going to turn to now to Washington and welcome professor from Georgetown University, Mr. Dawood Khairullah. Thank you so much for being with us. What exactly does it mean? How can the Arab League, according to international agreements, actually, when the government has not been overthrown, there is still an autonomous government in Damascus, how can they decide to basically pick this rebel group, if you want to call them, and instead of the Syrian government?
Well, simply, they can disregard the charter of the Arab League. They can disregard any legal or moral rule. And they can apply corruption and money in every way they can to prevent any peaceful negotiated solution in Syria. These are the people, those who are fanning the fire, those who are arming the rebels. Those who do not want the Syrians to come together and stop the destructions, they have done what is logical in relation to what they have been doing. First, the charter of the Arab League, Article 8, prohibits it from interfering in the internal affairs of any member countries, particularly with respect to the form of government. So here, they have violated their own charter. Two, they know that now there is almost a desire, even among the opposition. The most prudent and most nationalist of the Syrian opposition, including in the coalition itself, including the head of coalition, Mr. Al-Khatib, who just resigned, they realize that there is a feeling among the Syrians that they want to come together and find a peaceful solution. And these guys, those who are promoting bloodlet in Syria, they continue to do what is likely to divide and make it more unlikely than not that any kind of solution, peaceful solution, negotiated solution, would be materialized.
Well, Professor, how dangerous of a precedent is this? As you said, it is illegal according to the organization's own charter. We are seeing now, it appears, that international law is not only ignored by what are so-called thugs or gangs, but actually legal entities now are ignoring international law. Tell me about the danger in this precedent.
Well, every institution, every country, the standard of legitimacy of behavior, the standard of correctness in their behavior would be respect of their own laws. The law of the Arab League has not been respected in the first place with respect to the Syrian crisis from the beginning. And that Arab League that is supposed to bring together Arabs has acted actively, has been actively working to prevent a kind of coming together, especially with respect to Syria. This Arab League that was created to fight the enemy, it was created at the time when Israel was a dream and they wanted to, that was becoming a reality. It was created to prevent that project from being a reality. And the first acts that they have taken, the first resolutions, was to boycott any Jewish organization that will help creating the state of Israel. One of the first decisions that they have taken to, once Israel was declared a state, was to have an Arab Defense Convention and the boycott and everything else. This same league now does everything that would promote the desires of the Israelis,
okay,
and divides the Arabs and prevent any kind of union among them.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us. Sorry, we're out of town. Professor Dawood Khairullah out of Georgetown University in Washington.